The state is taking over management of the Mary Conrad Nursing Home in Anchorage following a routine inspection. Beverly Woolley is director of the Alaska Division of Public Health. She says conditions there present an immediate danger to the health, safety, and welfare of the residents.
We found physical injuries that were untreated. There were problems with medication distribution. The food quality, there were issues with that, as well as unsanitary conditions in the kitchen. And then there were also some possible administrative problems that were identified.
Three residents were hospitalized, but Woolley says none of the injuries appear to be life-threatening. 88 people live at the long-term care facility. A Seattle company called Raindance Healthcare Group bought the nursing home and took over its management in February. The state revoked the company's operating license this morning and escorted the director of nursing services and the administrator out of the building. Woolley says Raindance can appeal to get their license back.
We'd want to ensure that the residents' safety and their health, welfare, and safety is of paramount importance, and they would have to meet all licensing requirements and assure us that that would be able to take place.
The state has brought in 8 nurses and other staff to help with care at Mary Conrad. Providence Health and Services operated the facility for 20 years before Raindance took over this year.